Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter, everyone. Happy Easter. Man, it's good to see everyone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, everyone stand with me. I know you've been sitting for a little bit. I'll give you a little break. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pause for just a minute. And the best way we know how, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us. Yet while we were sinners, all deep in our mess, you loved us and you sent your only son Jesus to come and live, born of a virgin, and live a sinless life and die on the cross and take our place where we deserved death. You took our place. You freed us. You set us free from the power of death and the grave. You give us victory as we sing about. You've called us your children. And Lord, our eternal destiny is to be with you. We love you. Ask you to bless this time we have together. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. This is where we're going to be. So if you have your Bibles, I believe that Derry's going to have it up on the screen. As much as it's called Love Reigns. It's not going to be very long. I know you guys have been here a long time today. So hang with me. Love Reigns. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. 9 and 10. Says, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Everybody said amen? Amen. So how do we know that God loves us? How did God show his love toward us? You see, it's pretty simple. The Bible's very clear about this. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the creator of everything. The Bible says that he created everything and everything was created for him and by him. The Bible says that he existed even before time, before the earth was even formed. He was with the Father at the very beginning. Jesus says he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our Comforter. He's our Counselor. He's our Teacher. And he's our Friend. Jesus Christ humbled himself. He humbled himself and he served his creation. We're just creatures that God just made out of dirt. Amen. He humbled himself and came and lived as a man, a sinless life, and he served his creation. Think about that. You see, this is the end of Holy Week, which we started last Sunday, and it was Palm Sunday last Sunday, and then became, you know, Good Friday. Jesus died on the cross, and then today is Resurrection Day. It's the end of Holy Week. Now remember last week, Jesus humbled himself, called for a donkey, and rode a donkey. He humbled himself. He loved us. He humbled himself and rode on a donkey into Jerusalem. Now think about it. Jesus could have rode in on anything. He could have rode in on a giant lightning bolt. He could have lassoed a tornado and rode in on a tornado. He could have resurrected a Tyrannosaurus Rex and rode in the back of him. The bones are still out there, I guess, right? But he could have resurrected a T-Rex and rode in on the back of him. I'm not trying to make light of it, but he could have done anything. Like Lori's song, right? He could have called down 10,000 angels. But no. He humbled himself and rode in on a donkey. He humbled himself and served and washed the disciples' feet. And then, as the story goes, he allowed them. They didn't kill him. Jesus allowed them to take him through the gauntlet of punishment and pain. For you. For me. He was beaten and bruised for you and me. He was violently hung on a cross. We all know the details. There's no need for me to get into those this morning. But he violently hung on a cross. I love the song that we just sung. I never really thought about it until I first heard that song in the choir practice. That God created the tree. The very tree that he knew his son was going to die on and go through that punishment and suffering for you and you and me. He took upon himself our guilt and our shame and our ugliness. Oh, we all have ugliness. Me, you, and every one of us, we have ugly things that we've done. He took all that on the cross. He took all of our guilt and all of our shame. He took that upon himself. He took upon himself the sins of the world, that whosoever call upon him shall be saved. He took our place. He took our place on the cross. This is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, where we deserve punishment and death and eternal separation from God. Jesus took our place. Propitiation. It's a big $50 word, but that's what it means. Jesus took our place. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. When I stand before God in heaven and he says, why should I let you in my heaven? If he says that. The only thing I can say, it is definitely 100% nothing to do with what I did or didn't do. It's 100% everything of what Jesus did on that cross for me. It's because of God's grace. His mercy, really, his grace. It's unmerited face. Grace. I didn't deserve it. There's nothing I could do like earning a Boy Scout merit. There's nothing I can do to earn salvation. It is completely a gift. So it has everything to do with what Jesus did on the cross. It's a gift. Do we deserve it? No. Do we earn it? No. That's grace. That's grace. None of us. I don't earn it. There's nothing. I'm not perfect. Hang around me long enough, I'll let you down. Right? Jesus took our place. He allowed death to swallow him up. He died for you. He died for me. He died for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord. His death was enough to cover the sins of the world, past, present, and future. The Bible says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's call upon him this morning if you've never accepted Christ. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. That's who we're talking about. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. He rose from the grave on that third day. Amen. He assured us that we will never die. I'm going to say that again. He assured us that we would never die. He is our blessed hope of eternal life. I am a citizen of heaven. I have eternal life. I'm not going to get it one day when I die. That's not what the Scripture teaches. When you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the Holy Spirit comes into you and baptizes you and makes you a new creature, the Bible says all things have passed away. All things have become new. The old Dallas died on the cross with Jesus. My sins were nailed to the cross. And I become a child of God. I become adopted into the family of God. And right then, I had eternal life. My name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm a child of God. As you guys have been here for a while, you know I like to say, I'm going to live forever. My spirit is saved, the real me. I'm a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in this body. See, this body you're looking at, this is not the real me. This is my earth suit. You've heard me say that before. But this makes a very powerful point. Some folks are walking around not really understanding their identity in Christ. What really happened when they become born again? They become a new creature. I'm a citizen. You're a citizen of heaven. Pretty soon, Jesus is going to crack those clouds and He's going to come back for His children. I'm going to be gone like a human space shuttle. This old crazy, what is it called? Seersucker jacket. It's going to fall off right down there. Leon decorates me, y'all. So. I know it's silly, but she made me wear it today. Amen. Jesus is risen. The Bible says that over a 40-day period, after He come out of that tomb, right? After He come out of that tomb, the stone was rolled away and Jesus came out. 40 days. Everybody say 40 days. 40 days, the Bible teaches that Jesus appeared to people. Sometimes we forget that, don't we? If you never really read a lot in your Bible, you really don't know that. But 40 days, Jesus appeared to people. The Bible says that on and after Easter Sunday, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James. He appeared to Peter. He appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus. He appeared to all 12 disciples, one time without Thomas and one time with Thomas. He appeared to 7 disciples in the Sea of Galilee. And, check this out, He appeared to 500 people at one time. I bet that was awesome, wasn't it? I kind of think about that in my crazy mind. You know, they're all hanging around somewhere, maybe a mountainside or a beach or whatever, and Jesus said, "Voof." Hey. And they probably all like blown away. Wow, that's Jesus, you know. I don't know, He could talk to them, said some cool things to them, and I just imagine all kinds of stuff. I mean, He sat with disciples on the beach and grilled fish, didn't He? Hung out with them, cooked some mullet and cornbread. Remember I preached that message about mullet and cornbread? I'm getting sidetracked. Sorry. You see, these appearances, you know, they convinced the people. Oh, and He did appear to James, and He appeared to Saul, right? On the road to Damascus, we changed His name to Paul, and Paul became one of the, you know, great apostles, evangelists, Bible teachers, representatives of Jesus in that land, wrote most of the New Testament, pretty much. So, these appearances convinced His disciples and many others beyond any doubt that he had risen from the dead. See, for me, all the message, the whole gospel message is very super important. It's everything. It's the center of our belief. But an exciting part to me of the whole story is that Jesus will appear again. Amen? I just got chill bumps. I don't know, it might be the Pentecostal in me. Maybe, I don't know. Right? Oh, Jesus will appear again. My trumpet sounds. Right? When that trumpet sounds, Jesus is coming back to get us, guys. He's coming back. He said in John chapter 14, verse 3, and I'll close with this. It's Jesus. He says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me that you also may be where I am. Praise the Lord. Got to get an amen on that one. He is coming back soon. Maranatha. Maranatha. Come, Lord, quickly. Are you ready to meet Jesus? Are you ready to meet him in the air? Amen, I am. If you're not, you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, as Tammy comes up and plays, I want to invite you this morning to make that decision today to accept Christ as your personal Savior. You've never done that. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. This Easter morning, 2021, you can settle that this morning. Maybe you have issues in your life you would like to come up and pray on the altar. Maybe some things you need to repent of. Ask for forgiveness of. You and the Lord can do that right up here. Maybe you want to join our church or get baptized. That'd be awesome. We're having a baptism next Sunday. Shantae is getting baptized, and I'm excited about that. Anybody want to join with her? You want to get the water hot or warm? Amen. So the Lord moves on your heart. Please come forward. Amen.